Now, this is not just a sentimental anecdote, because as we were analyzing the Copland variations, I made a startling discovery that the first four notes of the piece, which are the germ of the whole composition, are really these four notes, with the fourth note an octave higher. And I suddenly perceived that these same four notes, in another order, formed the subject of Bach's C-sharp minor fugue from the Well-Tempered Clavichord. And then I discovered the same four notes, transposed, with the first note repeated, germinating the variations in Stravinsky's octet. And the same four notes then popped up in yet another order and key as the initial motto of Ravel's Spanish Rhapsody. And on top of all that, I suddenly recalled some Hindu music I had heard. I was a big Oriental music buff at the time. And there were those same four notes again. Bang, bang. And at that moment, a notion was born in my brain that there must be some deep, primal reason why these discrete structures of the same four notes should be at the very heart of such disparate musics as those of Bach, Copland, Stravinsky, Ravel, and the Uday Shankar Dance Company. And all this and more I poured out to David Prawl, and that was my first Norton lecture to an audience of one.